Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
Who needs a retirement plan? Run across the border, denounce your citizenship, and literally just walk back in. Everything's free. You're welcome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years, and that is, it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke, and why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, the artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
Hi there. Welcome to your Tuesday. So happy to be here. What a show I have for you today. Oh my gosh. Jared Dillian in the next hour. He'll be talking economy. And to finish off the show today, in the last hour, I have a recurring guest, Evan Sayet, who wrote the book, The Kindergarten of Evil. And he talks a lot about leftism. And he's funny. Oh my gosh. So Evan will be joining me. Isn't that great? So we have a huge show. I have a huge show. I'm so used to saying we. So while Uncle Milty is out for probably this week, you are my co-host this hour. So you get to call in, and I can't wait to answer your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I'd like to address a little bit about China's real estate market in the next hour, right after Jared Dillian. So that ought to be interesting. I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on with that. Some great insights. And so much to talk about. I don't know if you guys remember, I had Dr. Circus on the show probably like 5 years ago, maybe. Trying to remember, 4 years ago. And I remember he's a great doctor. He actually doesn't live in the United States anymore. He lives abroad. And kind of like a homeopathic sort of doctor. Anyway, he wrote a great piece on solar and on cooling. So that ought to be kind of interesting, too. I want to talk about that a little bit today, too. So on the wall, I just wanted to mention, because of the liner coming into the show, So Biden administration said he wouldn't build one more foot of Donald Trump's border wall, but he is. So that's kind of breaking news today. Of course he is. Why not? Yeah. I mean, it's just, I swear to you, I can't listen to another thing these people say. I'm serious. I don't know how anyone believes these people in office. I really don't. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, do you have a piece of paper and a pencil there and a pen?
I do. What's up?
Okay. I called our doctor's office today, and we're into a big fight. We're trying to find a doctor that will see us without a mask, and their argument is that if you have your mask on and I have my mask on, we're 95% safe. But here's the math. I said, well, how effective is your mask? She goes, well, only 5%. I said, wait a minute. You're working in a medical office. They give you such a cheap mask that's only 5% effective. So if I have a mask that's 5%, and you have a mask that's 5%, isn't that 10%?
What did they say?
She goes, sir, you just have to wear a mask. I said, but if yours is only 5%, why would you want to be around me? And mine is only 5% because you might catch it since we're neither one of us have an N95. Then she just hung up on me.
Oh, I bet. And regardless of the fact that you're both healthy, so we'll just ignore that.
I've been at this for 13 months.
Oh, gosh.
And refuse to wear a mask. I've actually put something out on the next door in places. I'm trying to find a doctor which has some brains. And this, well, remember, I'm in that tyrant St. Louis County.
Right, right.
I'm trying to find a doctor that has some brains that will see us without a mask.
I promise they exist.
They just have us come in as the last patient the other day. That's how they dealt with it.
Right. I have doctors that that don't mind the fact that I don't wear a mask. So I hope you find one. Yeah, me too. Hey, thanks for the call. Me too. I wish you guys had some there. I know I think what's hard for me to swallow is those in the medical profession know we have an immune system. They know how stupid this is. But they still insist? Very strange to me. It will continue to be strange, and I've lost a lot of respect for medical personnel that push the mask. I'm just being honest. I just have lost so much respect for those that can't point out what's wrong with this whole scenario. Because then I'm thinking, you're in my health, and you're supposed to know more about my health than I am. And anyone on the planet knows that a healthy person can't transmit something and doesn't need to wear a mask, right? So I do. Have you lost faith in the medical profession? I'm just curious. I just see them differently. I guess I see them more as, I think I see, you know, how do I describe this without ticking everybody off? Oh, well, you know, I tick everyone off anyway. I just, sellouts. I think I see a lot of people as sellouts. I do. And I really appreciate those that have written into the show that are trying to tell people the truth and make people aware, and those that I've met that are. I really appreciate that. My respect is bolstered for you guys, but for those going along with this, the administration at IHC, so many individuals that are insane over the mask, and I think, I can't believe that I actually would think that you knew something about health if you can't identify what an immune system is. If you think the immune system is a mask, we have a big problem, right? Don't we? I mean, one would think. I would think. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, basically where I am on this, I have a long string of reasons why I don't trust the medical system, going all the way back to when I attended the School for the Blind over in Illinois when I was younger. There are shots in my records that have no explanation.
And, wow.
I remember vaguely as a child going to the infirmary at that school, being told I had to go over there every night to get a shot, but I never found out what that shot was. And so that's the first thing. Second thing is, as I've told people many, many times since this COVID thing started, if you people in the health profession are this damn dumb that you're willing to fall for this, I would never want to trust you with my health because you fall for something as stupid as this.
Right. This is so obvious to me that I can't imagine. I can't imagine being a respected medical person who went through all of the training that they did, who's going along. I mean, really believes it. There's something really wrong with that.
Well, remember, this is the same profession that when you have cancer, they load you up with chemotherapy to kill your immune system.
Yeah, it's true. So, yeah, you're
right. There you go.
You're right. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Appreciate it. I feel bad that I have to say that. I feel bad that I feel that way. But I'm just kind of sharing with you, like I do every day, how I feel. I will get second opinions on everything now. I have way less trust in their ability to diagnose. I really appreciate the doctors that have been really vocal. You, I respect. I really do. It takes a lot to do that. It truly does. It's very difficult to do that for them because they are. They're going to risk their career. But I love the fact that there are people willing to risk their career for truth. Tells me a lot about their character. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, like to talk about several things, but maybe I'll start with what you're talking about. You know, there are good doctors and bad doctors. I have several doctors, quite a few doctors in my family, and my dad was a veterinarian. And my dad used to tell patients who's the good veterinarians in the area mm-hmm. and who's the bad ones. You know, so people need to know that. Also, the corruption of the medical industry, one of the main tools for that corruption to move us towards a new world order is the American Medical Association. It has been controlled by the Grand Conspiracy for at least since 1944. Other organizations have broken off, doctors have broken off from it because of it, their corruption. It has supported socialism, medical socialism, ever since then. It backed Obamacare, and that's where a lot of these doctors are getting their leads from their journal and from the association itself. Another fact here is that just because a doctor knows a lot of medicine and mm-hmm. he's a good student doesn't mean he knows fraud, doesn't mean he's a criminologist, because that's right. what we're mainly dealing with here. It's not a lot of medicine, it's a lot of fraud, it's criminality.
You have to admit, though, that we're dealing with the obvious, the very obvious of stupidity of people that are healthy shouldn't wear a mask all day long. I mean,
Yeah. But remember, where do those doctors go to school? They went to colleges. Where do the colleges do? They dumb us down like you can't believe and just lie to us all over the place. So, you know, they have 4 years before they even get into medical school where they're getting the same type of disinformation the rest of us got mm-hmm. when we went to college.
Yeah.
But I'm going to mention the border. You know, under Bush in 2005, there was a big uproar about all the illegal immigration. So they said, we're going to build the wall. We're going to build the fences. So they did exactly... He did exactly what Trump did, build about 140 miles worth or so, but they ensure that they don't build enough that the illegals can't keep coming in just mm-hmm. at the same rates.
Right.
Because they go elsewhere. When they improved the walls in Southern California, they went to Arizona, and then they went over to Texas, and they're still going across at Arizona. So they ensure that they just go through the motions to make you think they're concerned about illegal immigration to some extent when they really aren't.
Okay. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, this will be an enduring problem because this is how they want it. By the way, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about, I want to talk a little bit about fertility immunizations when I come back in a moment. But I also wanted to mention Liberty Action Coalition is putting on an event this Saturday, and I really do hope you come. I'll be speaking, and there's four of us that are speaking. It'll be a great event to kind of figure out how to work together, what we can do. And I'm telling you, we really need to feel that and understand it and see it. And Liberty Action Coalition is putting it on. Please, by all means, make sure you're there. It's $10 a person or $20 a family. It starts at noon is registration. Don't miss it. You're going to love it, really and truly. We're really going to gather and speak some truth. It's going to be great. All right, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house on the roadside. And it's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that made a bit on top. And it's made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby. And tell me, who do you love?
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get yourself a bullfrog hot tub. Get yourself a swim spa and make sure that your backyard is a place where you want to be a lot. That is my good advice for the coming years. Make sure that your house and your yard are a place you want to be. And I have a feeling we're going to be spending more time at home. And staycations are really actually pretty good. Honestly, I love staycation. Tropical Pool and Spa will take care of you. They've got over 40 years experience and highly rated and just amazing people to work with, amazing folks. You're going to absolutely love Tropical. Just think Tropical when you want to do possibly a pool, or you want to put in a swim spa, or you want to put in a bullfrog hot tub, because any one of those can work for any size yard. And you're going to love it. The stress reducing, therapeutic, you know, the swim spas create a lot of opportunity for weight loss and swimming in your against that current. It's just amazing what they can do now. So make sure that you go over to Tropical. I love those guys. And Dr. Diet, if you're wanting to lose 20 pounds before summer, 40 pounds, and you really, really need to get a jump on it, and you've relied on yourself, but that hasn't worked so well, make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. 628 Diet is the phone number, and you're going to love these guys because they're that good, and they've got every way to help you. They've got a MD, and they've got chiropractic, and they've got all kinds of different things to help you in your appetite. So make sure that you're going over there, because my gosh, when you even the metabolic booster shots are amazing and can kind of get things going again. You know what I mean? As we get older, it kind of starts to shut down a little bit, but they can actually help you to get a free body analysis, and then all of a sudden you're helping your body do what your body does best. Heal itself and drop the excess weight. Love that. But it wasn't until I got with Dr. Diet that I actually could drop the weight. So make sure that you get with them, because it really does the trick. So Ron Paul on the internet today put out an article that basically was talking about vaccines and vaccine passport. And this is how mainstream is discussing it today. Ron Paul divides social media after urging Americans to wake up and reject vaccine passports. Like, this is the great divider, you know? He's only speaking the truth, and he's saying that our bodies do not belong to the government. And that we absolutely in no way should permit this. He said they own liberty, and now you're going to get permission to use a little bit of it. They're going to get to divvy it out a little bit. You'll never get back what you should have. Love that man. He's speaking truth. And so he said vaccine passports must be stopped. Accepting them means accepting the false idea that government owns your body, life, and freedom. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because he's truly getting a lot of blowback for that. And he's speaking truth. He's speaking truth. Oh, anyway, I wanted to just say this. Eric, who does some research for the show once in a while, he sent me this, and it was from 1995. From 1995, and this was immunizations to regulate fertility. So they were working on this clear back in 95, writing papers on this. And this comes from social science medicine. And what they were doing was basically developers are citing advantages to contraceptive vaccines, you know, saying they're non-invasive, no serious side effects, and working with these shots, right? In context of, well, you know, women are vulnerable to sexual demands and all of these things. And so they were concerned about the enormous potential for misuse and coercion by population control programs. If they ever wanted to regulate fertility and have fertility regulating vaccines, this is what they said in this paper. And so all these scholars and government officials were subscribing to this logic that the global government crisis is due to overpopulation, which necessitates population control programs. And pregnancy can be considered a disease subject to state control. This is what they wrote. But pregnancy is not a disease, nor an overpopulation, the single major cause of environmental degradation. However, as governments grapple with the economic, social, and ecological consequences of population growth, draconian measures to control fertility will ever be more tempting. You know, Bill Gates has been accused of his huge vaccine programs in Africa causing sterility. And like they said in this paper, we're worried about it. We're concerned. We're concerned that somebody could get a hold of this and that they could do some serious damage to people and their rights to have children. And so they said the intent of providing a fertility regulating vaccine is to prevent pregnancy. I just want to offer up that many things can be put in a vaccine, just like they were talking at the Pentagon in 2005. Could we reduce or dull the ability for spirituality as we're recognizing spirituality in the brain, the centers that light up when somebody is engaged in prayer and identifying that as the spirituality, center of our brain, part of our brain? And could we dull that by putting something in a vaccine, a shot, a flu shot? Could we just put it in there? Talk about scary. And then, of course, the fertility side of it. I played a clip from Utopia yesterday that talked about the fertility side. And, of course, the bad guy in the show, John Cusack, is the evil guy in the show. And he was talking about how, well, they just wanted to stop procreation for three generations. That was their idea in the movie. But you ought to think about that. We've been working on this before 1995, obviously. This paper was written in 1995 about their concerns about what people could do with this, how they could distribute this. And then, of course, Bill Gates gets heavily involved in the vaccine arena after 2005, especially in Africa and all over the world. India, he was kicked out of India. They kicked him out. His polio vaccine was causing polio in enormous amount of cases. So really think about what you're taking into your body, because so many people have designs, and like they even identified this in this paper. This is called the Project on Women and Social Change from Smith College. The Project on Women and Social Change. How can we control population, right? And what was their big, well, they even said, they said, we are especially concerned about the enormous potential for misuse and coercion by population control programs. Should fertility regulating vaccines become widely available? And I have to add this, and under a whole different pretext of what they're about, right? So this will be kind of sold to people. You have no idea what you're doing to your body. Please do not take the vaccine, and please do not buy into the vaccine passport that eliminates freedom. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just want to add something on this, if that's okay.
Sure.
Not necessarily about the infertility thing, but real world experience that I'm having with this COVID shot. I work in home health. And I currently have three people on my schedule right now who have had severe reactions to this COVID shot. The worst time of the whole COVID thing, I had five COVID patients on my schedule. I'm 60% of the way to what the worst COVID time was, just dealing with these shots. Two of them have ended up back in the hospital, and the other one was at the doctor's who sent her back home with other medications. I don't know about this safe vaccine. Effective? Maybe. Safe? We can't really say that for another couple of years.
Right.
Before you get in line to go get it, you really need to look and see who is being affected, because in my experience, this is just me. It's not a study. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. But in my experience, we're hitting about the same amount of problems with this COVID effect generally on my schedule that we did with COVID itself. I don't, you know, even if you're, even for people that don't buy into the immunology, the different things that we've, that you've been talking about, look at that and say how much of the population really was affected negatively by these shots. Because COVID affected, what, 0.1% or so?
Oh, it's like 0.00. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Something like this.
Jeez.
Yeah, so we see if that's actually up to date. If it's equivalent, why would you want it?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen to that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How are you doing today, Kane?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I thought I'd call in and tell you about my doctor, who not only doesn't make me wear a mask, but doesn't wear one himself.
Oh, good.
In addition to the fact that he also understands when you tell him that you had Guillain-Barré syndrome, that you don't need any vaccines anymore.
Ah, well, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
do you know what Guillain-Barré syndrome is?
I really don't.
Well, back in 1976, which I don't know if you'll remember 1976.
I do.
1976, they had the swine flu
vaccine,
which was basically also a government-mandated silliness, although it was never really mandated. It was free, like this one is.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was a registered nurse who deified doctors. Mm-hmm. And she asked me one day to take her down to where had been my junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so where she could get a vaccine. And of course, once we got there, she kind of prevailed upon me to go with her and get one.
Right.
So got the shot and went on home. And after I'd been back home for 2 or 3 hours, my back started hurt more than I've ever had anything hurt in my life.
Hmm.
I've never felt pain like this.
Jeez.
And she took me to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and the hospital checked me in overnight for observation, started me out on the maximum Valium drip that they could give me.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time they hung a new bag, they titrate it down.
Hmm.
Until by morning time, I was on just saline. And they called my mom and said, well, we really can't do anything else for him. And, you know, he hasn't had any trouble all night, so why don't you come get him?
Right.
So while the doctor and my mom are having a little exit conversation about what she should do and what she could do and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, I'm out standing at the desk with the nurse. And the nurse started out being pretty friendly. Well, she didn't get unfriendly. She just got somber.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me and said, young man, you should consider yourself lucky to be alive.
Ooh.
We've had patients come in here with the same symptoms from the mm-hmm. same problem. Their symptoms were not as severe as yours, but they left her in body bags.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't ever need to take a vaccine ever again in your life.
Wow.
And I've stood by that.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I think that's what we kind of need to start doing is start getting smart enough
mm-hmm.
that basically, I mean, doctors aren't taught much more than the people that mm-hmm. do that are taught first aid.
Right.
They cram them full of drug information so that they can sell drugs for the pharmaceutical companies, but they really don't teach them much about healing people. They just teach people how to medicate people.
Diagnose symptoms. We're out of time, but I sure appreciate you calling in. That was awesome. I'm glad that you told us about that, and I'm so sorry for the vaccine injury, thank you, that you got. Oh my gosh. That's just... I just wish we'd wake up. Please wake up. Please wake up. Oh, listen to him. Oh, man. Oh, I feel bad that he's suffered through that. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Show. I have Jared Dillion today and also Evan Sayet, Kindergarten of Evil. If you've listened to some of my reruns, you would have heard him recently on a rerun that I played. He is a great author. Anyway, funny and just a fantastic author, too. Jared Dillion has a lot of experience in the economic world, and so he's often on shows to talk about what's going on economically. And in the next hour, I'll be discussing China's real estate bubble, and which could affect us. And of course, just a little bit about that. I just wanted to go into a little bit more detail about that. Just kind of discussing all kinds of things in this hour, but I just wanted to mention Dr. Circus wrote about, he writes for Lou. He writes for Lou Rockwell. He writes for a lot of different people. But Dr. Circus talked about the fact that we are cooling, not warming. And he found it kind of interesting that they were pushing solar and wind farms when we are actually going into a cooling period, naturally, not human caused, naturally. But we can talk more about that on an additional show. I was talking about the sort of the sterility factor, right? And there's some great information there as far as what they've been working on for a very long time. The Human Genome Project, it's kind of interesting that it really, really, it started in 1990, but it really got going because the paper that I read from cites the Human Genome Program, but it really got going at the same exact time that the CDC started getting all the patents for vaccines. You find that kind of interesting? That at the same exact time as when the Human Genome Program that started in 1990 but really got its legs in 1998-99, same exact time that Fauci and the rest of them started taking the vaccines and patenting the illnesses that they were creating. Interesting. So I just wanted to mention that, just as a little side note. A little side note in my research. I always find the coincidence of things, you know, because we have a new law. Utah dads will be also required to pay for half the pregnancy now. So I didn't know how you felt about that. Certainly you can call in about that, but I thought that was kind of intriguing too. This new law was actually put out by Connor Boyack's mom, who's now in office, and the Tuttle Twins books, right? His mother. And it was that fathers need to pay up for half the cost of if they keep the baby. And they're hoping to reduce abortions this way, right? They're hoping to reduce it. So I'd like to get your take on that as well. All right, I'll take some calls. Why not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. I think back to when this whole brouhaha started, and I remember they were doing testing on the virus, doing
the vaccine.
The vaccine. There we go.
There we go. Okay. I do it all the time.
I heard an interview with a guy who had just gotten his second shot, and he made a comment to his friend. He said, I feel so uneasy. He says, I can't feel God anymore. So maybe they've already done what they're going to do. And, you know, we know it's software.
Right. The software of life.
Who's to say what they're going to download into that software? So, you know, maybe they're going to sterilize us down the road with it. We just don't know. And to think naively that they're not going to do something, I think, is just head in the sandism at best.
I think so, too. I actually think you're right on that. Thank you. I'm with you on that. I think it's head in the sand. They're obviously pushing, manipulating, marketing, advertising to you to take that shot. They want you to take it so bad, they'll give you a Krispy Kreme. So there's something really wrong here, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the monolith found in Iron County?
No.
Well, apparently it was like the last one. Mm-hmm. This one, they found it, and it's gone.
Really?
And is anybody curious?
I am, yeah.
How big is it? What's it made of? Is there any inscriptions on it?
Sure. And nothing,
and now,
huh?
It's gone.
Huh. And they didn't say much about it, huh?
No. I mean, it's not in my backyard.
Right.
Because I'd have checked it out.
But people
are so uncurious about this stuff. I don't know. Maybe we're stupid and we should be taken out.
Thanks for that. Well, just saying how he feels. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Just want to let you know, I got a letter last week from my insurance company saying I'm eligible for the shot.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, I didn't do anything, so I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 automated calls from different numbers from my doctor's office wanting me to schedule it. I just blocked them all. And then I got a 4th call a little while ago, not from my doctor, but from someone higher up in the medical system that my doctor operates under, asking me specifically, directly. I said no. And, you know, they were really unhappy about that. Well, you can. You won't have to pay for it. If you don't get it now, you might have to pay for it in the future. I said, I'm not going to pay for it at all in any way, so I won't be getting it. And she kept arguing with me, and I asked her, which half of no do you not understand?
Good.
So,
yeah, they're really
you're
pushing.
You're all going to be having to deal with this if you have big umbrella entities that are attached to your insurance.
Right.
So get ready, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah, get ready. they're really, I don't know how to get through to people. The propaganda's so thick, I'm not quite sure how to reach people anymore on the vaccine. The vaccine passport then is the next just cliff. It is the cliff that we jump off. There's no coming back from it. And I really, if more people took off the mask and more people started telling the truth, maybe there's some time. Maybe we could still save this from happening. I don't know. Am I being optimistic? Too optimistic? I know I have to do everything in my power to warn people. I really do. So I don't know what else I can do with that. I'm not quite sure how to warn people more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, on this vaccine, I've always been off topic for the last 10 years, but I think I've got something to say, and a few people have been listening to me. This polyethylene glycol that's in it, it's being sprayed on the outsides of foods for a preservative, like potatoes, carrots, even garlic. They put it on bananas. But so it'll soak into the food, and that food will go rotten. And then it stays on the shelf a lot longer. But I've noticed over the last couple of years, they've really been ramping up. My idea, it's even in the flour when they go through the mill.
Right.
But it's really, really toxic. And from what I found out from a few people, but they've been killing the bacteria in your guts.
Right.
And this is what's causing obesity and diabetes. So if that's in that vaccine, my theory is that it's going to send out these little immunity bugs just slowly make people sick.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Jeez, ouch. great call. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. The more they press people into this, the more they demand it, the more they're making it a ad campaign and fierce marketing program, the more you would think people would reject it, especially Americans. You would think that we would be the people that went, why are you desiring that I do this so badly? Why are you pretty much forcing me to do this, right? We more than ever, we need businesses that stand up that say, I'm never going to demand that my employees do this. We need people that just stand up, that just say the truth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hi there. Mike from Florida.
Mike from Florida. How are you? Good. Hey, good. What's on your mind?
That's Northwest Florida. Let's make that distinction because okay. Florida is very different.
Right.
We're not like those
right.
transplants down South Florida.
Yeah.
Real quick thing, I remember listening to an interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Carrie Madej, where Dr. Madej had done some research on the tetanus shot. And stop me if you've heard this, but she found it with her, extensive knowledge, was able to find that there was something that was basically causing sterilization in people, that in girl women that were taking the tetanus shot, and that they were doing this. There was a big program that they were doing this down in Central America, where a lot of these girls had never had any kind of vaccine like that. And so the point of me bringing that up is they're putting this in everything, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
That can be an injection.
I remember, I think she mentioned this, but we didn't go into detail on it. But I'm pretty sure she mentioned something. It was either on the break or it was on the show. But that these sterilization, I mean, honestly, these are the people in charge of population control. They want population control. So wouldn't they put their billions into a program that looks really good, like a vaccine program, and then put something in it? I guess it's just not too far-fetched to think that they might want to reduce population.
Exactly. I mean, it's like your good friend Suzanne Sherman called them sociopaths.
Right.
I concur.
Yeah.
Who are they? who are they to make these kind of decisions for the rest of us?
Yeah, I don't remember electing Bill Gates to office. I don't remember putting him in charge of my life. It was a crazy year last year, but I don't remember that. So it's been
That's
interesting
right.
to watch their little takeover, isn't it?
That's true. And if we've got a minute, I was just mm-hmm. going to tell you a little bit about Florida.
Okay.
You know, we're busting the seams down here. Your good friend Robin mm-hmm. bought some property down here.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of tourists, so I mean, it's just like anywhere else. You see, I mean, I go in the grocery stores and everyone's wearing masks, and it's nice to see someone that's not, and
right.
you know, you kind of smile at them and go, "Yep, you're one of the smart ones." You know, but
I bet it's like that common look, right? Because I thought now DeSantis said no masks, but it's the businesses that are saying they have to still wear them, right?
It's the businesses, yeah. And you got to remember too that we have people from all over the South and the Midwest and wherever. We're seeing even more New York and even California people coming here to our little Florida Panhandle area.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they don't know, and everyone hears that, you know, oh yeah, Florida's wide open, and yes, outside in most places you don't see it, and that's how you really know who the locals are, because the locals, I mean,
true,
they're not having any of that,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
I mean. We've got a great governor running cover for us. So, you know, but my hat's off to a lot of you Utahans. You guys know mm-hmm. how to organize and push back. So,
well, I hope
off.
So. Well, thank you.
That's
I'm glad you called. Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate the call. Great. And yeah, people are wondering, you know, what's going on with Florida. And I'm glad he called in, because it is the businesses. Can you imagine the businesses? I mean, they were all blaming the government, weren't they? And then all of a sudden, when the government says you don't have to do this, and this is why after the 10th, we're still going to see businesses here that say you have to have it, the mask. And they really should be called on the carpet, because they put the signs in their doors, those silly signs by edict of the government, I have to do this. So if they still do it, I really do hope that you listening are bold enough to take them to task. And say, why are you still doing this? You were blaming the government. Now you can't blame that. What makes you the person that is going to tell me to wear a mask to come in and be a patron of your store? If we don't call them on the carpet for that after April 10th, there's no hope for us as a state. Seriously, call them on the carpet. Say, you blame the government. Now who are you blaming? Because then I know it's just idiocy, because anyone in their right mind knows that you don't mask healthy people for a year, right? Over a year now. So if we don't do that, I don't have much hope for us. But call them on the carpet, make them discuss why they're doing it, because I promise it's because what they heard on TV. Remember, not one cemetery was built in the year 2020 and 21. Not one new cemetery to house all those bodies. It's an awful lot of bodies. They're not extra. They pulled them from all the different categories. Heart disease, COPD, all of it. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, be right back with Jared Dillian. Don't go anywhere.